boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Produced by John Rich.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Archie chomps a cigar and shares a smile with Edith.
It smells good. What are you making?
Beef stroganoff.
Beef stroganoff for Archie? Ma, you know he says anything but meat and potatoes makes him sick.
Well, I'll just tell him it's Yankee stew. See, Archie don't get sick on food, just on names.
That figures.
Like he won't eat kidney beans because of the name. And we never have rump roast.
Ma, this has sour cream in it. Archie hates sour cream.
Well, he won't know the difference once he puts ketchup on it.
Oh, Gloria! Hey, boy, am I glad to see you. Hi.
Hi, honey.
You gonna stay home tonight?
No, I have to be back at the store at 9.
Gloria, how long is that damn inventory gonna take?
I don't know, Michael. We're reorganizing the whole store. We could be finished tonight, tomorrow, I don't know.
Gloria, it's been 2 weeks since we...
I know.
Try waking me up when you come home.
Michael, it's so late and I'm tired.
Gloria, it's unhealthy this way.
It's only been 2 weeks, Michael. I mean, what do monks do?
Monks pray a lot.
Try to be a little understanding, Michael.
No, I'm sorry.
We'll be finished at the store soon.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go upstairs and change clothes now.
I'll help you.
She looks back as he follows her upstairs. Archie enters the front door and glances around the room. He hangs up his coat and his hat, then tiptoes to his chair. He sits and looks at his watch.
Everybody, let's get it in here. Eat it. Come on, eat it. Mike and Gloria, where are you? Hurry up now. Come on here. Come on. I'm telling you.
Hey, let's go. Hold it. I was just timing all of you. See how long it take all of you to get in here and give me the big hello. The loving spouse made it in 2 seconds. The little girl made it in 3 seconds. And Meathead, as usual, brung up the rear there at 4 2/10 seconds.
Archie, you got a beautiful new watch.
Oh, wait, a beautiful ain't the word. That there is a genuine 100% chronometer.
Look at all those dials.
Look at them, little girl. Count them, 7 of them. 7.
Is there anything there that tells you what time it is?
Oh, it's certainly. The big hands tell you the time. But see, that ain't all this watch tells you. See, this is what you call one of round-the-world watches. Like over here, I can tell that it's morning in China. See that? Right at this moment, 800 million chinks are sitting down to breakfast.
Archie, in the first place, they are called Chinese.
That's what I said, chinks. And other things this watch can tell you. Like, for instance, do you know what shape the moon is in tonight?
No, but I'll look.
Oh, no, get back here, baby. Get back here. Let the watch tell you that. I can read it right over here, see? Tonight, the moon is in the quarter phase. See, that's the whole point of this watch. With this watch, you never have to look at the moon again.
Look at that. It's got the date on it.
I'll tell you what it's got on it, little girl. See there? It's got the date on it. Right here, and that they call that the calendar part, see?
Ooh, what's that?
Uh-huh. That there is the alarm. That's for supper time, see? And that's the alarm you're going to hear every night around this time, ain't it, to show you that supper should be on the table.
Well, suppose I'm in another room and I don't hear it.
Then you'll hear the old alarm, Ma. Eat it! Get supper on the table!
Archie, that sounded just like you.
Oh, really? Then why don't it make you move? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to chime you. I'm going to give you exactly 5 minutes to get supper on the table. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. Yeah, baby. Get set, go.
She scurries into the kitchen.
Daddy, why do you make Ma run like that?
What are you talking about? She loves it.
Daddy, you're hopeless.
Raj, where'd you get that watch anyway?
I got it off of a friend.
Bursting out of the kitchen, Edith races around the table, setting down plates. Then sprints back to the kitchen. Archie watches proudly.
See that? What'd I tell you? She loves it. She's pretty fast, too.
Arch, what friend?
Oh, a guy by the name of Tommy Macklin. This here is a 300-buck registered Omega.
Daddy, what would make you buy an expensive watch like that?
Because the guy come up to me. He said he's got his mother in the hospital. He needs a little extra cash.
How am I doing, Archie?
Oh, take it easy there, Rita. You better save a little steam for the home stretch.
Oh, thank you.
Daddy, that was really sweet of you to help a friend like that.
What did your father do?
He gave a friend $300 for that watch.
Archie, that's a lot of money.
Paul did eat it. I didn't pay no $300 for the watch.
Well, didn't you say it was a $300 watch?
Yeah, but I didn't say I paid that much. Ain't you ever heard of bargains? The guy gave me a little off.
Oh, then how much did it cost, Daddy?
$25.
That's not a bargain. That's a steal.
A steal? That don't sound right to me.
The clock is running on you, Edith.
Oh.
She hurries to the kitchen.
Your friend Tommy has a sick mother in the hospital, and all you gave him for a watch like that was $25?
Wait a minute there, little girl. I didn't want the watch in the first place. The guy comes up to me and wants to sell it there. He asked $25. What am I supposed to do, bargain him up? I think you've done that in a little under 5 minutes.
Well, that was good, wasn't it, Archie?
Well, it's time that could be improved, you know? Maybe I'll buy you a pair of sneakers.
They all sit down at the table.
Daddy, how can you face your friend Tommy at work with you wearing his watch?
I don't have to face him at all. He works way over Pier 48.
You mean he works on the docks?
That's right.
Well, then that explains it.
What's it explain?
Arch, the docks is New York's famous grab bag. They unload things there and they disappear. Tommy sold you a hot watch.
Get out of here.
Come on, weren't you suspicious? I mean, why would a guy sell you a $300 watch for $25?
Listen, wise guy, a guy comes and offers me a deal, I don't ask no questions.
I know you don't ask any questions. Nobody does, and that's what's wrong with this country.
Ah, geez, he's off on the country again.
That's right. Nobody's asking questions anymore.
Let me ask you a question.
Why?
Why don't you shut up?
See, that's it. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Nobody cares, not even Congress. President Nixon does whatever he wants, and Congress lets him get away with it. They don't ask any questions.
What are you talking about? Congress can ask Mr. Nixon anything he wants.
Sure they can, but it won't do any good. He never answers anyone.
I don't blame him. They're all a bunch of dumbbells. I go along with my president. Ask me no questions, I'll tell you no lies.
So what are you saying? We shouldn't ask you any questions about hot watches?
Will you cut that out? This ain't no hot watch. And don't be casting no dispersions on the guy that sold me the watch, Tommy Michael. Because everybody knows Tommy knows that he's as square a guy as they come. I'll tell you something about Tommy. He used to be in jail.
Square guy?
Here, let me finish the story. So it happens the man was framed.
How do you know that?
Because he told me that.
Oh, wow.
You see how it is talking to you? That's you all over. That's your, what do you call, attitude, see? Your prejudice against Tommy Macklin because you know he's a white guy.
I don't know anything about him.
I just told you he was a white guy.
So?
That's why you hate him.
What?
You are prejudiced against white people. Don't tell
You're
me no
crazy.
I ain't crazy. If I told you that Tommy Macklin was a black guy, you'd be crying tears and saying, ah, give the poor ex-con a chance. Well, you know he's a white guy, so you're against him. Well, I ain't prejudiced that way. I ain't prejudiced against no man just because his skin is the same color as my own.
Yeah, Archie has lots of white friends.
You're damn right, and I'm going to get more. I'll tell you why I really bought this watch. It's because I want to show Tommy Macklin that somebody in this world had a little faith.
Oh, God.
Sure. Oh, well, you can't talk to you. What the hell am I eating here?
Yankee stew.
Well, the Yankee struck out. Pass me the ketchup.
Well, you put ketchup on a donut.
If it needed it. I'll tell you something else about this here watch, Edith. This is kind of what you call an investment, you know? Anytime you're short of cash, I can run over to a hock shop, turn this in, and get at least $150 on it, huh?
You'll not be taking a chance?
Why?
Arch, you said so yourself. The watch is registered, right? You take that down to a hock shop, that guy checks a serial number against the police list of stolen goods. If it's hot, they got you.
Look at you, waving that fork around at the table. Like I told you a long time ago, you are a patient of very little quality.
Archie thumps the bottom of the ketchup bottle. He looks at his watch.
What are you timing now, Daddy?
I ain't timing nothing. It went on by itself, dear. I wonder why you done it. Listen to that. It went off by itself. Hey, don't tell me there's something wrong with it. Let me listen. Shush!
He glares at Edith, then holds the watch to his ear.
I don't hear nothing at all here. Oh, now don't tell me the watch is busted already, man.
Yeah, now we'll never know when the Chinese have finished breakfast.
Archie scowls across the table at Michael.
I think I know what happened to it. I had the ketchup up here. I was pounding it here on the bottom. It must have busted a spring or turned something loose in there. And either that's your fault for not loosening up that ketchup.
Oh, I'm sorry, Archie, but it's supposed to come out slow. It's Heinz, the slowest ketchup in the West.
Ain't that a shame now? I just got the watch. I hardly start wearing it. And now I gotta take it in to be fixed.
You gonna take it to a jeweler?
No, meathead. I'm gonna take it into a garage for a lube job. Shake, I'm gonna take it in with Julie.
Daddy, I wouldn't do that if I were you, because if it's stolen, you're in trouble.
I told you, little girl, the watch ain't stolen.
Yeah, but what if the jeweler checks the serial number with the police and it turns out to be stolen?
Oh, come on, turns out to be. Anything could turn out to be.
What we're trying to tell you.
I saw something once about a watch on Mannix.
Yeah, what?
Or was it Let's Make a Deal?
Leave me alone,
Daddy,
honest, will you?
If it's stolen, what are you going to tell the police?
Well, if it was stolen, which it ain't, I would just say to the cops, I would say, I bought it off of a guy and I don't know nothing more about it.
Well, what if the cops found out that that guy is Tommy Macklin? They put the heat on him and he says you know everything about it. Then you got you as a receiver of stolen goods.
That's right.
Archie squirms, then turns to Edith.
How come everything you cook gives me heartburn? Half of my car was stolen.
Get it for you, Archie.
They enter the kitchen.
Oh, geez, isn't this awful?
Archie, you ain't really worried about that watch, are you?
No, Edith, only that it's broke.
I mean, you wouldn't buy a watch if you knew it was stolen, would you?
You know me better than that, Edith.
His sarcastic expression fades and he stares ahead.
I ain't never heard you talk about Tommy Macklin before. Have you known him a long time?
Oh, yeah, long, long.
How long?
Week.
He chugs his glass of bicarb as Edith looks on in confusion. Archie enters the house cautiously.
Edith! You out there, Edith?
He hangs up his coat and hat, then looks up the stairs.
Gloria, Mike, upstairs?
He reaches into his pocket for a scrap of paper and goes to the phone.
Hello, Joe Brophy? My name is Archie Bunker. I'm a friend of Stretch Cunningham's. I wait with him. Yeah, he's a nice guy, yeah. Joe, Stretch tells me that you got a cousin that buys and sells and fixes jewelry with no questions asked. Good. Well, where can I get a hold of him? Huh? Oh, yeah, for how long? No, I gotta get somebody fast. I can't wait 1 to 10.
Archie hurries to the door.
Yeah, hi, Mrs. Bunker.
Oh, hiya, Lionel. Come on in.
Here's your cleaning.
Do me a favor and stick it in the closet there, will you?
Okay. Is Mrs. Bunker around? She usually pays me on Friday nights.
Oh, no, she's out somewhere, but she'll catch up with you, Lionel.
Okay, see you.
Well, Lionel, as long as you're here, there's something I'd like to ask you.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's something that I've been... wondering about for a while.
Uh-huh.
Archie puts an arm around him.
Lionel, you know them riots you people are always going to?
Weeping?
I don't mean you personally. I mean, you know, the troublemakers.
All them other people.
Yeah. Now, when they go to these here riots, don't they every now and then break into jewelry stores?
Oh, yeah. They don't want nobody to feel left out.
Well, a guy busts into a jewelry store, then he whips a watch, see? And then in all the excitement of running away, the watch gets damaged. Like, for instance, if a cop comes up, he's got a club, he takes a swing at the guy's head, and by accident, he hits the watch. You can see that happen.
Oh, sure. Yeah, this one gives riots a bad name.
Well, here, sit down. Suppose a guy has got that kind of a watch, see? It's damaged. Now, where would he go to get it fixed, like, on a QT?
Oh, well, I wouldn't know about them places.
Lionel, I don't mean you. I thought maybe you had some friend who might know.
No, my friends don't fool with small stuff. They're more into air conditioners, TV sets.
Never a watch.
No, but if you want to put in an order for the next riot.
Lionel, be serious here, will you? So it was, I got a very close friend, see? And he just got a hold of this expensive watch.
He got in a riot?
No, he's a white guy.
Oh.
Got a hold of this watch like just yesterday, and now it's broke. And I want to know, I mean, where could he get it fixed off the record?
Oh, why don't he ask the police?
No, got to keep the cops out of this.
Why? From what I've been reading, the cops got great connections.
Now, hold it, Lionel, hold it. I think I know what you're getting at there. Now, that ain't exactly fair. We all know there's a couple of cops on the take. You don't want to go blaming the whole police department for a couple of rotten apples.
Oh, so what you're saying is don't condemn a whole group of people for the actions of a few.
That's right, Lionel. You got to remember that.
Oh, I will, Mr. Bond.
Lionel gets up.
Let me see that. Don't condemn a whole group of people for the actions of just a few.
Yeah, you got it, Lionel. Why don't you watch?
Oh, hello, Lionel. I'm glad I caught you because I want to pay you. How much do I owe you?
$5 even.
Oh, here you are, and thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, Archie, here's the ticket for your watch.
What?
Your round-the-world watch. It'll be ready in a few days.
What did you do with it?
Well, I took it to Abrams Jewelers.
Why did you do that?
Well, you said you wanted it fixed.
Oh, we did.
Ain't that a coincidence, Mr. Bunker? Your friend broke his watch the same time you did.
Archie sneers at Lionel.
I see you around, huh, Lionel?
Hi, Lionel.
Bye, Mr. Bunker. Wait, now how'd that go again, Mr. Bunker? Don't condemn a whole group of people for the actions of a few.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I got it. Don't condemn a whole group of people for the actions of a few. Now, don't condemn...
Lionel leaves, and Archie stares after him.
Edith, why did... Edith, where the hell are you?
In the kitchen.
Where was you two?
Upstairs.
Why didn't you answer when I called you?
We didn't hear you.
With their arms around each other, Gloria and Michael smile. Archie stomps into the kitchen.
You know what you've done to me. Why did you take that watch into Abrams?
Well, I could have taken it to Nelson's, but Mrs. Abrams and I had gotten to be such good friends.
That ain't the point, Edith. Abrams had the watch all day. He could have opened it up and seen the serial number there and called the cops. They could be on their way over here right now.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I don't think he's even looked at the watch yet.
Why not?
Because I just took it in 10 minutes ago.
10 minutes ago?
Yes.
Edith, I love you.
Oh, Archie!
Get away from me!
He dodges her embrace.
Mike!
Yeah?
Where'd you come from?
Stork brought me.
I don't know. Get your coat on.
What for?
Get your coat on.
What for?
Get your coat on. Get your coat on. Get your coat on. Get it on.
What's going on? Archie said he loved me.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to go down to Abrams Jewelry. Your mother-in-law took that watch in by mistake. I want you to get it back before he sees the serial number.
Why, you afraid it's stolen?
No, I ain't afraid it's stolen. It happens to be a beautiful watch. I don't want no neighborhood amateur messing around, see? So hurry up down and get
all
it,
right,
huh? Will you
right.
move?
I'm going.
Can you move faster than
alone,
that?
Will you?
Then you get going.
I'm going. What if he already checked the number?
Will you? Get back in here.
What?
Get back in here.
Stacking
God, you're
back in here.
Come on.
Get back
right,
in here.
All right.
Get back
I'm
in
back
here.
I'm back in here. Now what?
Shut up. I'm going to call Abrams. I'm going to get him on the phone. It's going to be faster. Gloria, look at Mr. Abrams' telephone number.
The number's on the ticket.
Get the ticket.
Where's the phone book?
Get it, the phone book.
Call information.
Call information. Give me the ticket.
I'm getting information.
She's got the ticket.
I got information.
We don't need information.
Hello, Abrams.
Give me the phone.
Please.
Give me the telephone. Give me the phone. We got the ticket.
Right.
Give me the phone. Information. We don't need it. We got the ticket. Get off the line.
He hangs up as Gloria stares at him. Archie waves her away from the phone.
Will you get away from here and let her in there? Give me the ticket. Get out of here.
Michael shrugs.
Read that ticket to me.
Oh, Abrams Jewelers, open 9 to 6.
Read me the telephone number on the ticket.
What's the difference? It's closed anyway.
Huh?
After 6.
It ain't after 6.
It is after 6.
It is after 6.
It is after 6. Oh, geez, don't you realize what that means?
Means the Chinese are eating breakfast again.
Archie drops the phone on the floor and stares at Michael.
Oh, Mrs. Bunker.
Come in. We was just talking about you, Archie. This is Mr. Abrams.
Yeah, Rita, I see him there. Get lost. Mr. Abrams, about that watch my wife brought over.
That's what I want to talk to you about. I got bad news for you, Mr. Bunker.
Don't tell me no bad news. Let me tell you first of all, I don't know nothing about that watch.
I know. That's why I came to tell you that it's going to cost you $21 to fix it.
That's what you come over to tell me. Jeez, I thought you were going to come over and tell me that maybe the watch was stolen or something.
This watch? No, absolutely not.
Well, that's good news, Mr. Abrams. Do you hear that, all of you over there? And particularly you, meathead. Your record is still perfect. You're wrong again. Mr. Abrams, you have my authorization to go ahead and take
Are you sure, Mr. Bunker? $21 is a lot of money to spend to fix an $8 watch.
What do you mean? That's a $300 Omega.
This is not an Omega. It is Omega.
Huh?
With an M.
What do you mean?
Here, take a look. You see? They changed the M to N. And it looks like the expensive watch. It's $1 million racket, Mr. Bunker. All over the country.
Oh, jeez, eat it. It's an N.
Sorry, Mr. Bunker.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, holy cow. Eat it. It's an N. I hate to admit it, but it looks like I've been took.
It's not that bad, Arch.
What do you mean it ain't that bad? This watch is the same as 2 weeks' take-home pay.
How do you figure that, Daddy?
Figure it out yourself. 2 weeks' take-home pay, that's $300.
Arch, you only spend $25 on an $8 watch. You're only out $17.
Use your brains, will you? Tommy Macklin says it's a $300 watch. I give him $25 for it. $25 from $300 is $275. I'm out.
You're wrong.
I ain't wrong, you dumbbell. I'm right.
All right. You want to be right?
Yeah.
I'll show you how you can be right.
What?
You spend the $21, you get the watch fixed. You've already spent $25, so for a $46 investment, you got your $300 watch back.
Holding the watch in his hand, Archie gives it a long look, thinking. He turns and squints at Michael. Then he raises his eyebrows.
Maybe you got something.
But the watch is still only worth $8.
Huh?
That's what Mr. Abrams said.
Archie stares at the watch again and turns to Michael.
Boy, are you stupid.
I can't get over it being tonight here and tomorrow morning in China.
Well, it's the different time zones, Ma. It's like, it's 3 hours earlier on the West Coast than it is here.
Yeah, for instance, if you left New York and a plane that flew fast enough, you could meet yourself landing in California.
Oh, my, I wonder what I'd say to myself.
You'd say, hello, Dingbat.
Edith nods, then puts her glasses on and returns to her sewing. Directed by John Rich and Bob Lahendro, Written by Sam Locke and Olga Valance. Script consultant Don Nickel. Executive producer Norman Lear.
Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Mike Evans as Lionel, Jack Tesler as Mr. Abrams. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1973, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud York and Norman Lear, Tandem Productions.